Guard dog, we were close to a big one for you. Chito Vera almost did the pod today.
Damn.
He had to leave. That would have been cool. I was going to surprise you with Chito.
Oh, I would have been so excited.
Did he speak English?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Very funny, too.
That'd be awesome.
He speaks, yeah.
Scary accent, guy.
Very funny English.
Scary. He's a beast.
Yeah. Almost
those
had
guys.
Dang.
I love those guys.
They're the best dudes of
UFC
all time.
UFC guys.
Yeah.
It's such a grueling process. There's dudes in gyms that are just so, if you were to like fuck around with them, like you got to be a pro fighter. And they're like, nah, man.
Yeah.
It's like, it's such a grueling life, dude.
Yeah, it's horrible.
To even try to become a black belt or like good enough to like compete in Atlantic City locally, you got to be like nasty, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they all hate it. Like you talked to.
You ever hear Nate talk about it?
No.
It's crazy. Nate Diaz, like they did an interview where they were like, how come, it's like, does your dad come to your fights? And he's like, no, I don't. He's like, I don't want people. He's like, I don't invite people to my fights.
It's like comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually, yeah. He's like, I don't invite people. He's like, think about, like, there's a chance I get knocked out and crippled in front of everybody I love. Like,
yeah.
I don't want anybody there.
Good point. These guys bring their kids sometimes, too.
Yeah,
that
was a mistake.
That's horrible.
Sonia made fun of the kid.
Yeah.
No. And then one?
No, you made fun of him after.
Yeah. Because he did it to him first.
But he was like five. Dude.
Yeah, that's true.
So Pereira knocked him out when they were like kickboxing. And the little kid was in the ring when they were putting the hands up. And he like laid down like Adesanya getting knocked out.
Yeah.
So then Adesanya won this time and saw him in the crowd and was like, you.
Fuck you, dude.
That's fair.
He did it back to him.
Turnabout's fair game.
The kid's like crying in his mother's arm. I mean, it was crazy.
Your son's in my DMs.
That was probably my favorite, dude. Connor laying there just like, this is not over.
Oh, dude.
That was a low level right there.
That was so sad.
That was crazy, dude.
Just sitting there just like, fuck you.
It was so easy to be like, what a lack of class. It's like, dude, you get your ass kicked in front of the entire world.
He didn't even get his ass kicked. He got his legs shattered. And the other guy's celebrating like he won. I'd be furious.
Yeah. And he was the guy.
That was a leg KO. Yeah, he was for sure. That was a leg KO, right? He was done. He lost.
Yeah, he lost. He checked.
Really?
Arguably, he checked the kick early.
Yeah.
And broke it. But yeah, Connor stepped back on it.
Isn't that a bit weird, though, to check a kick and get your leg broken?
No.
I guess
it
makes
sense. It happens to these guys a lot.
I'm just going off the video game. I thought it only hurts the other guy.
No, they step back and... No, he got it. He got it checked.
Oh, he got his leg kicked checked.
Allegedly. Or he broke it in camp before.
Yeah,
it was like hairline fractures.
Why wouldn't he just push back? Can't you push it back?
Push what back?
The fight back. Like, bro, I broke my leg.
Oh, you could. So, yeah, he probably broke it in the ring.
Yeah, that's great. I heard that too. Like he just said, "It's like, why would you, knowing you have a fracture, like go into it?"
Like when Tyson, you ever see Tyson at the end of that? He's like,
"I broke my back."
Like, how'd you do? Like, what type of injury is it? He's like,
"Spinal."
It's a vertebrae.
It's so good, dude. So he broke it.
Doing my sit-ups, 2,500 a day with my 20-pound weight, and one day I couldn't move anymore.
His back popped out.
Oh, he didn't do what he didn't they say, like, if you do the wrong stuff, you can like fuck your back up for like sit-ups and like lifting your legs up?
Probably.
Yeah, he didn't keep his neck down and broke his back.
He shattered his back and then knocked a guy out.
I've never lifted with my legs once. People tell me that my whole life. I don't know what that means. Lift with your legs?
Well, it means you're like curling your back.
Oh.
Yeah, they used to do these things where you like lift your knees up. Yeah. Like, dude, those things, you'll break your spine. It's like,
yeah, come on.
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing them enough to break my back.
That's true. You know, I'm reading a book about longevity right now, and they're saying, like, if you don't work out 3 days a week, you're just going to completely degrade. Peter Attia, I think.
I'm done with all these guys. We're all going to completely degrade, so they can shut up.
True. This guy is saying
everybody wants to live forever these days.
Well, it's not that. So there's health span and lifespan. He's talking about, he's like, lifespan's whatever, he goes, but in order to be able to, like, move when you're older. He was talking about, like, old ladies that, like, tear their, like, shatter their femur falling off a curb. He was like, that's avoidable. He's like, you can avoid that.
No, you can't, dude.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
You're old.
My grandma played golf every day. Towards the end, she was laying down. She was
really?
All the time. She'd fall, get stuck for like 4 hours before someone found her.
I want to believe I can hop a curb when I'm 80 and not break my femur, dude.
Dude, try it's to hop happen. Now. It's so hard. Dude.
It's inevitable.
I had to jog yesterday on the treadmill. I was fucking dying.
Dude, this guy says...
Publicly, there was two girls working out next to us.
Oh, no.
You ran as fast as you could.
I bumped it up. I bumped that speed up. I was gassed. It was nice though. He's like, "You got a nice stride." I was like, "Thank you, dude.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, man. That helps."
Yeah, that's a nice move though. You're gassed on the treadmill. There's girls be like, "I got a business call. I got a business call. Yeah.
Sell
your business.
Sell.
$1 million. I don't even care."
That's the move that guy pulled in the airport.
Taking a shit.
He's embarrassed shitting, so he's like, "I got to look cool right now. Dude, let's buckle down on the investments."
I heard a dude handling business in an airplane bathroom the other day, like sitting there. I took my end, so I had a 2-year-old like to take a shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting there like, "All right, get on the toilet." And a guy was, you hear him going like, I didn't realize because I was getting it from like a 2-year-old's perspective. Dudes are in there like moaning, groaning.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the guy was
talking.
You
gotta go headphones. You gotta block out your own explosions.
I couldn't. I was in there. That must be what was going on. The guy was on the phone. He goes, "I'd like to groundswell with them. See if we can."
Oh, my God.
Dude, literally moaning. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. On a business call. Being like, "Yeah, I'd like to get the leverage."
That is a power move.
It was crazy, dude.
But yeah. People like that, they've never, it sounds like they've never shit before. The shits are so explosive in an airport.
Well,
it's
hold
crazy.
On a second.
No, I mean,
no, that comes from 9/11. Shit a ton, dude.
You think they were stitched up like an African bride?
That's what it feels like. They were smuggling.
Yeah,
yeah, I love to see the boys washing their face.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shaving kit out on a disgusting JFK counter.
It's an old Asian man doing jumping jacks in front of the mirror.
Tai Chi.
Yeah, I was startled, dude, because she was like commenting on people's shoes and shit. She's like, "He has blue shoes." It's like, dude, chill.
Yeah.
That's code for you want to fuck
that guy. It's actually
the
last thing you want to hear,
don't
too.
Don't do that.
Right.
Because I'm thinking that while I'm taking a shit. I'm like, hopefully no one recognizes me when I leave.
Oh,
they see my feet and hear me dumping.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like, it's the guy in the white New Balances. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. No one even offered up anything. She was like offering, like talking about the people's stuff next to us. Not a single like... friendly, like, haha. It was just people just...
Is your daughter?
Yeah.
How old?
2-year-old.
Oh, man.
Three. She's a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Hitting just like nonstop commentary on everything that was occurring. I was like, dude, stop.
I don't know what I would
stop.
Do.
Stop.
I don't know. I'd probably, yeah, I guess you got to laugh.
A little
and be
chuckle.
Like, ah, all
little,
right.
I'd come into the stall a little like, ah.
Yeah. Oh, watch out.
Come get you. I'm going to fuck your dad.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to rape you and your dad. I'm going to rape you guys.
Damn.
I'm going to fuck your dad.
A little trick. Yeah, that's
me,
fun.
If my foot touches your dad's foot, we have to have sex.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you beeline to the stall? Because you don't want her seeing any random dong.
You just go right to the stall. It wasn't too
kids
bad.
Can take in dong.
I don't know, like a lady, a girl.
Little girls can take
little
in
girl.
Dong. They have no idea what
they
it
don't.
Is.
They truly don't, dude.
They
start
like,
around
what is
three.
That?
They start to kind of
how
like,
come yours is different.
Yeah
they'll around three. Yeah. They start asking questions. They'll start and they'll stare in a way that you're just like, dude, I want to cut my dick off right now.
Yeah.
So when they're babies, you pee and it's like whatever. And one day they just go, you're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, we would sword fight, me and my dad.
Yeah, hell yeah. That
did
was
you guys
fun.
Do that?
Yeah.
He would do it over the shoulder, too, when he'd pee behind me. You guys didn't do
for
that?
Real?
You catch some dribble doing that, dude.
He was good. He had a laser beam.
There's no way you don't catch dribble on the way out. Maybe. Although you outlast a kid. Your piss is longer than a kid's.
Oh, yeah. I was out of there.
So you were already out of the firing zone.
God,
my mom used
best.
To read me books when I took shit sometimes.
That's the best.
Damn.
And I remember the very last time being too old for it. I'd be like, can you read one of those books? And she was like.
It was like, for whom the bell
no.
tolls.
Yeah. I'm on chapter 38. Can you start from page 276?
She's just holding your phone for an audiobook. Yeah, having a book read to you while you're taking a dump.
It was nice.
Awesome.
It was one of those, I forget what they're called. Those like cardboard books with like the gold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, whatever those were.
I know those.
I remember it. It was like the Pokey Puppy or something.
Damn. What is this?
I used to love the Pokey Puppy.
This is like 2013.
Damn, that just came to me. I haven't thought of that fucking title
the
in forever.
Pokey Puppy.
I gotta Google what that looks like.
Pokey Puppy.
You gotta get that. Put that on there as your bathroom reader. The Pokey Puppy.
I don't
puppy.
Know that one.
I never heard of that either.
Yeah, the Pokey Puppy.
The
Pokey Little Puppy.
What was the Pokey Puppy up to?
Dude, don't worry about it. Look at it with the cardboard and the gold binder.
Yeah.
I closed it like a dumbass.
It's all right.
Look at that.
Oh, that's a cute
puppy.
Dude.
How cute. Now I got
a little
shit.
Golden book classic. Wow.
That's what they were called. I was curious what they were called. A little golden book.
That's pretty fun.
That's a good mom well, anyway. Right there.
But yeah, I didn't realize.
She was a school teacher.
Oh, there you go.
She was used to it.
Yeah, true.
Is she out now? She's retired?
She's out. She's retarded.
Good. This guy was saying you should be able to like hang from a bar
hanging
for 2 minutes, dude. 2 minutes.
That's
I was like,
crazy.
I got to be able to do a minute. Dude, 30 seconds. I was like, yeah.
Hanging's tough.
It's hard as hell.
Yeah. Hang tough.
You can hang. You're
I can hang. But I did this thing. I was walking around in Miami with my lady, and this guy goes, $200, anyone could hang for 2 minutes. I was like, oh, I got this. But if you lose, you pay him 10. I think I got like 48 seconds.
Oh, fuck.
That's it's an great eternity.
That's, yeah, we had to do that. 48
seconds is pretty good. At I did football. 30.
We had to do that. You had to hang for a minute.
Really?
You had to hold 245 plates for a minute. And the other guy had to hold the bar up for a minute. And the three of you would rotate every minute.
It's the longest minute of your life.
Sucked dick, dude.
Yeah, but dude, you won't shatter your femurs on a curb when you're 80.
Yeah. Well,
no,
I
he's
going
to shatter in 49.
Yeah, certainly.
No, but no, the guy was saying if you get strong enough, but you can basically Dragon Ball Z, if you just get jacked as fuck, you can ward off the deaths of like this stupid shit of just like laying in a bed and dying. He's like, if you're
strong.
I don't
know. Have you seen jacked guys when they get old?
Yeah, but they a lot of them take steroids and they overeat. He was saying if you get jacked enough and just starve yourself your whole fucking life, you got a shot, dude. You have a shot.
At what?
And just fucking
you
hopping
live
over
a
curb,
miserable life.
Hopping over a curb when you're 85.
If you suffer your entire life, when you're 85, you won't be hunched over like the rest of those fucking losers that had a good time.
That's the other thing. These guys are all fasting, too. You're not allowed to eat. You got to wake up at 5 a.m. and you got to shower cold.
You got to look at the sun first thing, too.
You got to look at the sun.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of it's bullshit.
It's
dude, I'm pretty motivated to do all this stuff, and I can't. I get up and I go, not fucking, I can't.
Good
so
for you,
hard.
Dude.
It's hard. I'm going to get back on.
You look healthy.
Thank you. I'm gonna get back on. The eating's a big thing. Try not to eat when I'm not hungry. That's an easy one.
Where it's America. You got to eat.
Yeah, you got
to
munch.
Dude, I eat to the point where I'm uncomfortable every single day.
Grazing is good for you. Just graze.
Just every graze.
Every day I eat and I go, geez, like, I'm not going to eat for 10 hours after this. I'm full. And it's just like, it is dinner time.
Yeah.
I have to eat.
It is dinner time.
Yeah, you ever fall asleep and you go, hey, I didn't eat. I was sleeping for like 7 hours. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. Every day I wake up like, nice.
Yeah.
10 hours off.
Yeah.
Burning a lot of fat.
Yeah, true. True, true. I'll go for it.
That's the other thing. They all go, you got to get sleep. Sleep's a superpower. You have to sleep. And then they're like, wake up at 5.
Yeah.
So which one is it?
Wake up and grind all day.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't be mean to yourself,
get
too.
Sleep.
That was the other thing. But be nice to yourself.
You got to be nice to yourself.
Grind. Be nice to yourself. Like, you
that's
got
a good
this,
way to
bro.
Call jerking off. Again, being nice to myself.
It's almost like the Manosphere shit we were talking about last week, where it's like, all right, dude.
Here's all you have to do.
Yeah, okay. Tell that to the guy who's got a fucking job.
Right.
Yeah, but that's
like,
but that's
you need to wake up at 5, run 7 miles.
I'm up.
Yeah, the next book's like running destroys your legs.
I know.
Yeah,
and then so it's all a bunch of guys. They don't know. Nah. They're not 80.
Yeah, well,
right.
I
hope that guy gets to 80 and he goes, man, staring at the sun every morning didn't do shit.
It sucks.
Burn my
no
red.
No one wanted to be my friend.
Yeah. I was blind and I don't have friends because I bothered everyone.
But you're jacked.
You're jacked.
There's a jacked blind guy terrorizing a fucking village. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, that is, though, it's one of those things, man. It's like, I don't know. I have no concept of being 60 and my body just fucking failing completely.
I don't know. Every once in a while, they interview those people. They're like, how'd you get to 120? They're I had fucking bacon and vodka.
Yeah, hey, true.
Pancakes and whiskey.
Yeah.
They always say that.
They have those guys.
Just smoking on camera. Yeah. Every time.
True. They do put those guys on cam.
What is the oldest person? Let's take a bet.
I think, all right. Good.
No, that's too high.
They lie. There's all these Tibetan monk fucking liars.
Suck my tongue.
He's forbidden. Yeah. Dude, that was making me laugh so
kiss
fucking
my
hard.
Tongue.
Did you see that? The
suck
Dalai
my
Lama?
Kiss. Yeah, I saw the Dalai Lama going, suck my kiss.
The only reason it was making me laugh, my sister got in the car and was just like, some kid sucked the Dalai Lama's tongue.
His holiness.
Multiple kid. He had a whole sizzle reel.
It was a fun gag, dude. It was a gag.
True, that could be, maybe that's some cultural thing of like sucking a wise man's tongue.
Come on.
I swear to God, I don't think it was a sexual thing.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
If your girlfriend did that to a Dalai Lama, you
if
wouldn't...
we were a fucking dude that lived in the mountain that thought he was a reincarnated like fucking god.
How about a handshake?
Who knows?
Suck my tongue.
Who knows what that guy's doing?
I asked my girl to do it. I'd never heard of the tongue suck.
How was it?
It's not nice. Great.
It's nice when you're the one doing it. I like doing it.
I don't mind
like
doing
sucky
it.
Sucky tongue. I like the fucking just whoa.
Yeah, I tried deep throat. Suck my kiss.
I'm saying 110.
No, there's some geezers. You're
pretty close. Right now, The Guardian has an article that says the oldest lady is in France, and she's 118.
Damn.
She survived the bird flu, the fucking
Holocaust.
Both world wars, yeah.
The Spanish Civil War.
Damn. Yeah.
COVID.
True.
Insurrection.
And she made it through COVID. That seems impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so did Biden.
True.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he might. I think he sleeps in that like Wolverine water every night. Dude, I think they have him hooked up.
Definitely.
Just doing Adderall.
Yeah, Hunty's been.
Hunty was over in Ireland.
Oh, yeah?
Saved him, yeah. Hunter was with him in Ireland.
I want to party with that
dude,
guy.
Dude, that intro they gave him was insane.
What was the intro?
You see him in Dublin? Biden in Dublin?
No. I saw the little clip of him
dude,
being
he
like,
came out to like shipping up to Boston. He walked on stage. There was like lights.
What?
It's fucking crazy, dude. And he walks out just. He doesn't move his head when he walks.
Right?
Yeah, he can't.
He doesn't move anything.
Yeah, they probably have like stitches holding his brain in like one place. You know, when you have like an old fucked up car battery and you can't move too far, it goes off. They probably have it like.
Like an old PlayStation. You get that fucking intro screen. You're like, yes, it worked.
Don't move your neck at all.
He's a Walkman.
He is, dude. He's gone.
Yeah, man.
And he's talking about running again.
Yeah.
He can't, dude.
He keeps saying that. They can't, dude. They cannot.
It's crazy.
But he has to, while he's in, he has to be like, yeah, let's fucking do it again.
Right.
He can't be like, no, I'm old as fucking losing my mind. I can't do it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's like,
true.
Yeah, he keeps saying, I'm considering it.
Mm. I'm considering, yeah.
He has said, I'm going to. We just haven't figured out when.
Yeah, he almost didn't take the presidency allegedly after Obama because his son died.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, yeah,
he dropped out in 08. Or no.
Oh, they said it was 16. Hillary's turn.
16, he didn't run.
But he said the party colluded against him some kind of and was like, obviously. It's her turn.
Obviously, they said it was her turn. They cut out Bernie.
Yeah.
Mm.
They actively eliminated him.
Yeah, that was crazy. They really
no
thought.
One cared.
I mean, it was. She was boss pants, so.
She did have boss pants.
Lady boss pants.
Motherfucker in those.
God damn.
Behind closed doors, her just yelling at you.
Oh my God.
Big labia.
Is pinching one off.
Giant labia. Pinching one off.
Yeah. Carrying hot sauce in case she runs into a black.
Yeah. What's in your bag? Hot sauce.
Oh,
damn.
Shame. She thinks you talked to Bill. Like, how did you get all those black people to like you so much?
It's like, yeah. He's like, played the sax on Arsenio. Got some pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy, sax. Yeah, that sucks for her, dude.
And McDonald's.
She tried. Every politician has to try to, like, court the black vote. Every white Democrat has to, like, basically do the black room.
Trump's done the best of the Republicans.
Trump?
Of
easily,
the Republicans.
Easily. DeSantis has to step it up.
He had a moment.
Oh, Lincoln did pretty
fizzling.
Good.
True, Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Blacks Lincoln like did Lincoln. Pretty good for the Republicans with the black vote. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Like, who do you guys want to vote for?
True.
The tall guy.
The tall guy that wants to free you?
With that other fella.
That must have been crazy news for a slave. Like, wait, what? There's a guy on our side?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, you're sounding out the newspaper being like, what the fuck?
They're like, you must be misery. You must be misery.
Well, they weren't allowed back then, you know?
You can't read.
Yeah, they weren't allowed.
You lying motherfucker.
Free.
That's what Juneteenth is. Juneteenth.
They what finally, is that?
Well, they
keep hearing about it.
It was like
we've been celebrating the whole time.
Not a year. I don't know how long after.
Yeah.
After the Emancipation Proclamation, somebody finally got to a place in Texas and was like, "You know, you guys are free, right?"
They didn't know.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude.
You've
been working for the last fucking 7 months.
Well, they didn't have phones.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean,
they didn't have telegrams.
Diabolical.
That slave owner was definitely like,
oh, yeah dude, for sure.
I'm not going to let this news get out.
Yeah.
Slavery is diabolical, but like, once they're like, all right, you're free to keep it going, it's like, that's double diabolical. Maybe not double, but
there it is.
That's super diabolical.
Sorry.
Super diabolical.
But a lot of them couldn't read, but I guess he was trying to hide the front page of the paper.
Yeah.
I'm sure guys coming by on like horse, like, did you hear the news?
And he's like, the fuck up, dude. Keep it moving.
Lighting off fireworks. Yeah, that's got to be a crazy.
See other black people walking around outside.
Like, how'd you do that?
Get out. Go.
Yeah.
Fuck this up for me.
It'd be funny if he only had like two slaves left.
Yeah, just one guy.
You guys are all right, man. Guy. You know what I'm saying? You guys, I feel like there's opportunities here for you, you know, spitballing. I mean, dude, even if it did, Yeah, true. God, man, what a that must have been crazy for slaves to be free, and then just they have white dudes walking around like.
Oh yeah.
Nah, they didn't do that. They weren't like sorry. They were like, "Fuck you! I can't believe you got free."
Yeah, it's weird. They seem to hate white people more now than they did then.
We were like controlling ex-boyfriends, basically.
Tell that to Nat Turner.
Old Natty Light.
Natty Light was not a big fan, dude.
What was Nat Turner?
Nat Turner had a slave revolt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He got nasty with the boys.
He was right.
He was right.
It was the right move.
Yeah. I talk about it a lot. Same thing with the Haitian Revolution. It's like.
Yeah, it was the right move.
I don't know about what happened with the Haitians.
They got rowdy.
Oh, yeah?
They realized they outnumbered the French like machete. 15 to 1 on the island.
Oh.
And they were all getting handed machetes.
Ooh, yikes. How do you talk about that one? I didn't mean it.
There was one proto anime black dude just fucking like,
ooh, a style bender. Damn, they definitely were showboating.
I mean, dude, I could tap into that of just being like a Haitian slave running full speed at your French master with a machete. It gets the juices flowing personally.
That's the Irish blood in you, bro.
Yeah, true. True. Just fucking.
That's the white slave blood in you, brother.
I mean, yeah, true.
We're not allowed to talk about it. It didn't happen. Our ancestors' suffering didn't
still
matter.
Being fucking we're still being oppressed, dude. It's 2023. We can't even talk about it.
Can't even say it. You might be on to something, but anyway.
What's up with the IRA? Is that still going on?
No, not really.
Is it peace in Ireland?
Yeah. There has been. Right. Yeah, there has
been.
They
chilled?
Yeah.
The bombs. Once you bring out the bombs, you get the ear of the Molotov across the country.
Yeah. Especially when you start getting framed by, you know, MI6.
Yeah.
Mm.
Spy versus spy at that point though.
They joined with the Protestants, started framing the IRA for shit.
Bullshit.
Damn. Yeah. Protestants. Yeah.
Nasty Protestants. Yeah. Yeah. They're the worst.
Yeah, they're nasty. Fighting
over religion and different religions.
Yeah, their whole religion. The whole point of the religion is like every man for themselves. It's like, yeah, well, fucking it's on you, bro. Mm. Don't bother me.
And then the Vikings popped over there for a hot minute.
Yeah.
To Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
I watched a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're back
there. I got Viking blood in me.
There you go.
A little bit. I mean, you know, loser and winner combined.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame to think about.
What?
My poor great, 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 great. Seeing the QAnon shaman dude coming off the boat. Storming the castle, slaying my great, 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 great grandfather.
Yeah. And just fucking his wife.
I mean, he's probably jacked as fucking tall.
Yeah.
True.
Which obviously, you know, talking a long time back then.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's implied now. But back then, it's got to, I mean, you know.
Oh, that's where they're from.
True. Oh, sure.
They were sitting there and they were going, we should go somewhere else and rape everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, you want to get in a boat and rape everybody we find?
Yeah, that's tough, though. That's like hitting
a bee's
nest. Sure,
I'm not doing anything.
Hitting Ireland with no concept of just like number one spaz country must have been like, hey, we'll chill on that place. That was crazy. That was fun. Apparently, England hated Ireland because of the sexual licentiousness. They were like they were saying they went there and it was just disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was just dudes just fucking like their, yeah, like
daughters.
England and Ireland, they were the same.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Rome got there.
That's who, that must be who
Rome got there and got into, they just stopped at basically Scotland. Yeah. Hadrian's Wall. They're like, nothing's good up there.
Yeah, we're good.
Nothing's good in Ireland. It's a bunch of fucking swamp people.
But then they got Britain, though. And then they
took Britain. But even those people were out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good to know. They weren't always posh and proper.
No.
Walking through like 35 BC.
Ireland dominated England for a while.
Did it?
Really?
Yeah, back in the day.
I could see that.
I think with the Viking boys.
Yeah.
They teamed up?
The Vikings just stayed in Ireland.
Sweet.
Yeah. They weren't just raiding. They had like cities and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like so, Dublin. Dublin was a Viking city.
Really? Sick.
I believe so. Dufflin.
Yeah. Didn't they have like three different regimes come? Or Ireland? Wasn't it conquered like multiple times? I think Vikings and a couple other people.
They've all been conquered. Yeah. Over and over again.
It's pretty tight.
Mm.
And the Anglo, the Saxons moved in.
Ah, yes.
So they're the Anglo-Saxons. The Saxons were from Netherlands, Belgium area. I think.
There's the Celts, the Saxons,
all types of bullshit.
And the Briggs.
Who knows anything?
True. I don't know. I just know I got that.
The Britons
somehow have Norwegian DNA.